This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, August 1st. Royal Caribbean is the next line, slowly easing into allowing guests who aren't vaccinated to sail. Starting August 8th, guests who are 12 and older and who have a certificate of recovery will be allowed to cruise with the line. What exactly does that mean? If you've had COVID in the past 90 days and have a certificate of recovery from a doctor or an online medical professional, you will be able to cruise. President Michael Bailey said on Facebook that the line will still sail with an average of 80% of guests vaccinated. Quote, over the coming weeks, as we evaluate these changes and discuss further changes with the destinations we visit, our intention is to further relax testing requirements. The news comes on the heels of last week's announcement when the company said that starting next week, they will be dropping pre-cruise testing on sailings 5 nights or shorter. And things that go bump in the night. Early Saturday morning, Norwegian Pearl made contact with a fishing vessel 41 miles east of Nantucket. At 2:25 Saturday morning, the Coast Guard was alerted that the fishing boat Gabby G struck the midsection of Norwegian Pearl. There was no damage to the ship, and it was cleared to continue its voyage to Bermuda. As for the fishing vessel, it didn't fare so well. It did have some damage to the bow and was towed to New Bedford. This video here, courtesy of Boston's WCVB Channel 5. Pearl is spending the summer sailing weekly cruises from Boston to Bermuda. And over the weekend, Carnival Sunrise came to the rescue of 12 stranded migrants who were stuck at sea on a small boat in the Florida Straits. That's around Key West. The ship's navigational team contacted and met with authorities to transfer the 12 men from Sunrise to the Coast Guard cutter Dauntless. According to the Coast Guard, they have intercepted over 3,400 migrants since October of last year. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 0.5%, 9.04. Royal Caribbean up 3%, 38.88, and Norwegian up 0.25%, 12.14. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.